Hello, I'm Sebastian. Welcome to Nine Nartrees Podcast. Today, I will summarize and review the book, You'll Be the Best Mom Ever, the Expert Pregnancy Guide for First-Time Mothers. Everything You Need to Know for All Three Trimsters by Sarah Hartwell is positioned as a practical pregnancy and early motherhood guide for first-time mothers. Based on the available listing information, it is designed to support readers through pregnancy, birth, postpartum recovery, and the emotional adjustment that often accompanies becoming a parent for the first time. The book appears to belong to the popular advice and self-help category of pregnancy resources, where the main goal is to reduce uncertainty and help readers make sense of physical changes, medical decisions, and daily preparation. Its emphasis is less on theory than on reassurance, organization, and step-by-step guidance for readers who want a single, approachable resource that follows the full journey from early pregnancy through the first stages after birth. This book is meant to offer a structured overview rather than an academic or clinical treatment. I will give you key takeaways from this book. Firstly, a trimester-by-trimester structure that matches the real progression of pregnancy. The most useful feature implied by this book is its organization around all three trimesters. That structure matters because pregnancy concerns change significantly over time. Early pregnancy tends to focus on confirming healthy habits, understanding symptoms, and adapting to physical and emotional changes. The second trimester often becomes a period of planning, monitoring development, and preparing more deliberately for delivery. The third trimester usually brings questions about labor readiness, birth planning, and the immediate transition to postpartum life. A trimester-based guide helps first-time mothers avoid the common problem of receiving too much information at once. Instead of treating pregnancy as one undivided experience, it breaks the process into manageable phases. This kind of arrangement also supports better decision-making, because readers can focus on what is most relevant at each stage, rather than trying to absorb every possible topic immediately. In a category crowded with broad pregnancy manuals, a phased structure gives the book practical clarity and makes it easier to use as a reference throughout the pregnancy journey. Secondly, first-time mother support that addresses uncertainty, not just medical facts. The listing description suggests that the book is as much about emotional reassurance as it is about information. That distinction is important for first-time mothers, who often do not need only facts about pregnancy, but also guidance on how to interpret those facts without panic. A first pregnancy can make ordinary changes feel alarming, especially when the reader has no prior experience to compare against. A book aimed at first-time mothers should therefore translate medical and practical topics into plain language and frame them in a way that reduces overwhelm. The likely strength of this guide is that it acknowledges the uncertainty of becoming a mother for the first time and treats reassurance as part of the educational process. That approach can be more helpful than highly technical resources that leave readers with knowledge but little confidence. By centering the novice reader, the book appears to position itself as a companion for people who need clear explanations, emotional steadiness, and a sense that confusion is normal during pregnancy. This makes the book especially relevant for readers who want guidance that feels supportive without becoming overly formal or clinical. Thirdly, preparation for birth and postpartum as part of one continuous journey. The title indicates that the book extends beyond pregnancy itself into birth and postpartum recovery, which is an important practical advantage. Many pregnancy books stop at labor preparation, but the postpartum period is often when new mothers encounter the most abrupt changes in routine, physical recovery, and emotional adjustment. By including postpartum recovery, the guide signals that it recognizes motherhood as a continuum rather than a single event centered on delivery. This perspective can help readers prepare more realistically for what happens after birth, when sleep disruption, healing, feeding decisions, and daily caregiving begin to shape life quickly. A book that treats postpartum recovery as part of the same planning process encourages readers to think ahead about support systems, rest, and the demands of the early weeks after delivery. That wider frame is especially valuable for first-time mothers who may underestimate how different the postpartum phase can feel from pregnancy. The result is a more complete form of preparation, not just how to give birth, but how to recover and adjust once the baby arrives. Fourthly, a practical guide likely focused on reducing overwhelm through clear everyday decisions, as a pregnancy guide for beginners. The book is likely meant to help readers navigate practical choices that arise throughout pregnancy. These can include planning appointments, understanding bodily changes, preparing for birth, and making basic lifestyle decisions related to health and readiness. What makes this kind of book useful is not that it can remove every complication, but that it can narrow the field of uncertainty into smaller, more understandable decisions. First-time mothers often face a flood of advice from doctors, family, friends, and online sources, and a single clear guide can help organize that information into a workable sequence. A practical book in this category is most effective when it emphasizes what truly needs attention, what can wait, and what is normal variation. That kind of prioritization is valuable because it reduces decision fatigue and helps readers feel more in control. The book seems aimed at readers who want a usable handbook rather than an abstract discussion of pregnancy, which places it firmly in the everyday advice tradition of the genre. Lastly, positioning as an encouraging companion rather than a clinical reference, the language used in the title and listing suggests a warm, encouraging tone that distinguishes the book from more medical pregnancy manuals. This matters because many readers do not want a textbook-style resource when they are already dealing with physical change and emotional pressure. A companion-oriented guide can be more approachable, especially for readers who want information presented in a calm, readable form. The phrase suggesting that the reader will be the best mom ever indicates an emphasis on confidence and identity formation, not only on biological or procedural education. In the pregnancy guide market, that kind of positioning often appeals to readers who want both instruction and emotional validation. It also suggests that the book may be trying to bridge two needs at once: accurate practical advice and a sense of being supported through the transition to motherhood. That combination can make the book stand out from strictly informational resources because it addresses how pregnancy feels, not just what happens during it. For many first-time mothers, that balance is exactly what makes a guide feel usable and worth keeping nearby. In conclusion, this book is best suited for first-time mothers who want a guided, reassuring introduction to pregnancy, birth, and the early postpartum period. Its value lies in its likely emphasis on clarity, emotional support, and phase-based organization rather than dense medical detail. Readers who feel overwhelmed by conflicting advice or who want a single resource to consult across the full pregnancy journey will probably find this format especially useful. It should also appeal to partners or family members who want a clearer sense of what first-time mothers may experience and what kinds of preparation matter most. Compared with more clinical pregnancy manuals, this title appears to stand out through its supportive tone and its attempt to address the whole transition into motherhood, including postpartum recovery. Compared with more general parenting books, it seems more focused on the immediate realities of pregnancy and childbirth. That makes it a practical middle ground, broad enough to guide a beginner, but specific enough to follow the changing needs of each stage. In a crowded genre, that combination of structure, reassurance, and early motherhood focus is the main feature that gives the book its identity. If you would like to support Sarah Hartwell, you can buy the book through the Amazon link I've provided in the podcast description. After reading the book, please let me know what you think and share your thoughts. See you around.